Jackson Lewin. Welcome to my podcast, The World Wars for Kids. Today, I'm going to tell you the tale of planes from World War I. Okay, so we're just going to jump right into it. It's 1914. You're a Belgian soldier in Liège, and you see a giant gray oval floating in the air. Suddenly, it starts attacking you with machine guns. This is what happened on August 6th during the First Battle of the War. And that funny-looking thing in the sky was a blimp. The Germans called them Zeppelins. They used them in the first half of the war to shoot the enemy on the ground. At the beginning of the war, when planes were only being used for reconnaissance, Zeppelins had to be shot down using artillery or guns on the ground, which was extremely difficult. This minimized the casualties amongst Zeppelin crews. In the middle of the war, once planes were being used more commonly for battle, fighter planes shot the Zeppelins down with ease. In response, the Germans developed bomber planes to counter Allied aircraft. They used bombers to bomb the British factories, making weapons, slowing the British war machine. Although the Germans invented bombers, they did not use them to their full advantage. An example of this was at the Battle of Verdun. Verdun was a gigantic battle that will definitely have its own episode one day. Germany's strategic flaw was that they did not bomb or strafe the major supply line the French were using. They called it La Voie Sacrée, the sacred road, and they used it to move supplies and troops to and from the battlefield. This was one of the reasons the Germans lost the battle. Also, to strafe means to shoot the enemy on the ground using your machine guns. The main use of planes in World War I was spying and collecting information on enemy positions. In the second half of the war, they were used in battle, but this did not have a significant impact on the war. I can't confirm this, but some observers have said that pilots in World War I were more likely to be taken out by their own engines failing than by enemy planes shooting them down. However, these pilots did make good stories and were often used in propaganda to raise morale. Speaking of good stories, as I said in the last episode, we will take to the sky with famous flying aces from World War I. Now, I will tell you about the best two aces of World War I. The first was named Manfred von Richthofen. He was born in 1892. He joined the army when he was 11 years old. Sounds crazy today, but it was not so unusual back then. He was originally a cavalryman, but switched to the Air Force in 1915. By the end of the war, he had shot down 80 Allied planes, the most of any pilot during the entire war. They called him the Red Baron because he painted his airplane red. In 1917, he took command of a four-plane squadron called the Flying Circus because of their uniquely colored planes. The Red Baron flew many planes, but his most famous was definitely the Fokker triplane DR-1, which had three wings, making it easier to steer and better able to handle sharp turns, and was built to be light and climb quickly into the air. He died in a crash over France in 1918 while pursuing a Canadian fighter pilot. Historians aren't sure who shot him down. The planes were flying low over some Australian gunners who fired at him from the ground. Initially, a Canadian fighter pilot named Captain Roy Brown was thought to have shot him down. But the debate continues over whether it was in fact Roy Brown or the Australian gunners that shot him down. Another famous flying ace was a Canadian fighter pilot called Billy Bishop. He was from Owen Sound, Ontario, the same province as me. As a boy, Billy crafted his own flying machine from an orange crate and bedsheets and flew his craft from the roof of his house, only to land in his mother's rose bushes. By the way, don't ever try this at home. It's very dangerous. Over the course of the war, Billy shot down 72 enemy planes in his Nieuport 17S. The Nieuport 17S was widely used by Canadian troops early in the war, and was better than other British planes being used up until the famous Sopwith Camel was introduced in 1917. Billy Bishop was awarded the Victoria Cross, Distinguished Service Order, and Military Cross for his bravery and skill throughout the war. In 1918, on his last day of combat, he shot down 5 enemy planes in only 12 minutes. He was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross. Unlike the Red Baron, however, he survived the war and continued to serve with the Royal Canadian Air Force in World War II, which I will tell you about next time. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great day, and don't forget to tune in next time as we talk about planes in World War II. My sources for this podcast were the ACT Heritage Library website, History Channel website, Military Aircraft and Markings and Profiles by Harry C. Wheeler, the Canadian Encyclopedia website, the Canadian Aviation and Space Museum website. I will have all the links for this in the show notes. Bye!